greetings, everyone. Michael Creasy here, a.k.a. That Interview Guy. And I'll tell you, in this marketplace right now, it is tough, really tough to succeed, get listings sold, get inventory. I mean, there's challenges around every corner. And I've got Walter Sanford on the phone right now. And some of you might be saying, Walter Sanford, this guy's been around for 30, 40 years in real estate. He's an icon. But I'll tell you something. He is as fresh today as he was when he first started, and more so, because he has to adapt just like anybody else to this marketplace. So without further ado, let me bring Walter onto the call.
Well, thank you, Michael.
Walter, you know, that's probably, as a guru, you make a good moving target when you're on stage. And I'm sure there's people that say, hey, what does this guy know? You haven't sold a house since people were living in caves.
Now, that's not true. My last transaction was 2003.
Oh, so you're still buying and selling properties?
Well, personally, I own quite a bit of real estate, and my wife's one of the top agents in Illinois. So we're on the cutting edge of this stuff every day. I also coach a large number of the top agents in the country right now.
So when you say these are top producing agents that you're working with?
Well, you know, some of the very top, and I got to tell you that every day we work on brand new cutting edge ideas that take into account some of the things that we've known to be true, and that is that you need to get listings before you get buyers, and getting those listings mean going after hot demographics with unique technology, direct mail and other forms, espousing values so that they'll actually give you a call back. I mean, we're generating incoming phone calls from sellers. That's what we're doing right now.
Well, you know that I've interviewed some of the top agents and gurus in the industry, and when it comes to top producing agents, they're like thoroughbred racehorses. They're chomping at the bit, and if they're not getting the value for what they're paying, they'll just leave you in the dust. So if you're working with these guys, Walter, I must assume that you're delivering the goods.
Well, we're finding that at our seminars, we get a much larger percentage of top producing real estate agents from any region. People who hire me for seminars say, look at Walter, talk across the spectrum. And I've got to tell you, the stuff that I'm teaching the top producers, we're making so inexpensive and so easy to implement that even middle of the road and beginning real estate agents can actually implement these ideas. But you know, these top producers, what really, really want to know about the low hanging fruit systems on how we can do more in less time, how we can net higher proceeds so that we can actually take some of this money and start using it toward the greatest leveraged activity in real estate brokerage, and that is having buyers and sellers pay you to go look at inventory and then obviously evaluate that inventory for yourself once you have a net profit to invest.
Now, you've been a poster child for NAR forever. I mean, you do all their major events. You pack a room. What kind of response are you getting when you're doing associations and some of the smaller venues?
Well, what we're finding is that we're real excited about the fact that the majority of the top agents are coming, and they're bringing their team members, their assistants, their affiliates. And what's happening is they're walking away with pages of copious notes, and they're actually implementing, because we're getting the emails later about how our systems have actually changed their lives, moved them to the next level of productivity. And it makes me feel real good that the things that I've been working on for 30 years, applying technology to them, making them more available to the average agent, making them less expensive and easier to implement, we're finding that we're getting a lot of kudos back for what we're doing.
You know, Walter, I thought residential real estate sales was tough enough, but the arena that you're in, being a speaker on stage, you're competing against all these different guys and gals, and some of them I've noticed that, you know, they're very entertaining. Realtors are sitting in the crowd and they leave feeling good about themselves, and they've had a good chuckle because the person pulled rabbits out of their hat and did all kinds of wonderful tricks. But at the end of the day, they haven't walked away with anything tangible that they can put into their business to make more money and pay the bills. Walter, what are you doing that's different compared to these other people?
Michael, nobody gives more ideas per minute than I do, and I gotta tell you that selling a house for almost 20 years, being taught by some of the top agents and top practitioners for the last 30 years, me teaching currently the top agents in the country, North America, heck, I just got back from South Africa, just got back from the United Emirates, we are taking the top real estate systems in the world. What we're finding is that when they find out these systems about how to leverage a buyer into more listings by offering greater services to a buyer, by showing him for sale by owners an old expired, sending out postcards and emails to the area that he's looking to buy in, giving them amazing service, they're signing loyalty agreements, and then we're actually advertising buyer's needs rather than advertising listings, which everybody's doing. We're finding an amazing response in buyers generating more listings, and then obviously when you have more listings, we're finding the fact that we're creating a huge amount of buyers, because what's happening is we are putting out the inventory by way of assigned, by way of being sucked in by 27 different websites, and we're creating an amazing amount of buyer leads. And when we do that, the activity goes up geometrically, and the systems to obtain these leads are based upon demographics, and they understand that. You go to the people who are most likely to buy and sell, and you offer them value in regards to what their need might be. If they own real estate in your town but got their tax bill sent out of the state, my goodness gracious, you let them know that you had the latest copy of the Apartment House Association rental agreement rental application, that you've arranged a free one-hour appointment with the local 1031 tax deferred exchange accommodator, and you give them 25 services, follow up with a phone call, and you've got a client for life who has less of an emotional vested interest in the property, therefore their velocity of selling is higher. Amazing systems, and they work really well, and we're finding that in this market right now, Michael, the only difference between a tougher market and an easy market is just the amount of inventory you carry. In the last great market that I went through, the one that was fastest that I've ever personally been through, was the early 1990s in Southern California. For me to put $1.5 million in my pocket, I personally had to have 10, 15 listings. By 1996, at the bottom of the worst real estate market Southern California's ever seen, except for what's happening currently, I had to have about 125 listings. All I did was increase my listing inventory to maintain the same amount of net. These are the things we're taking to the top people.
There's a word that keeps coming up here, Walter. You're saying systems. And I take it that when you're on stage, people are walking away with a turnkey thing that they can implement without even having to think about it.
You know, I've learned that if it's not time blocked, which means if we don't pick three or four things and then decide upon a time every week that we're going to be doing them, they just don't happen. Number two, they're going to have to go to people who appreciate the value we bring them, so you get a lot of feedback that's positive that allows you to continue doing it. And they have to actually work. They have to result in actual listing presentations. And so what happens is we present not only the idea, but the value that we give to the client. We then prepare a checklist and we time block it. When they implement this, Michael, what happens is that this stuff actually happens, and they start seeing, instead of them taking one listing a week, they're taking three listings a week. And we are consistently doing that in all the different levels of real estate agents, because the systems are easy to understand, they make sense.
Now, this sounds like it's a perfect solution for real estate agents, but what about their actual brokers? Is this something that they can implement to get their agents more productive?
Well, here's the genius of this. Number one, they love me because the moment that I can raise market share, which means the number of signs up for any company, that acts as one of the greatest recruiting tools in the world. And people point and they say, gee, the manager had Walter in here. The manager had 200 agents in a room, and they had Walter teach us these systems. And then my manager actually comes to me and asks me which one item I'm going to implement, and he holds me accountable to that. Therefore, I actually do it, and I actually make more money. He cares about me. So what we're finding is that my seminars not only increase individual agents' market share, but makes the company look like they're providing the best service they possibly can, and that's holding an agent's feet to the fire on systems that actually work.
Walter, it seems like a no-brainer. You're actively in real estate, you're buying and selling, so you've got a vested interest. You're working with top-producing agents, so it means you're on the cutting edge of what works and what doesn't, and you've got an infinite number of systems that a broker or agent can put into play here. What am I missing?
You know, Michael, we've been taking notes for 32 years now on what works and what doesn't work, and every year in the business that I was in the business, I threw more time and money and resources at the items that at the end of the year actually worked, and I threw less items or money and resources at things that didn't work. And I came out of this business retired, wealthy, with systems, manuals, and checklists that are not only fun, they're easy to implement, and my goodness gracious, they make a lot of money. And therefore, we end this conversation with where we started. In this market, if I can get these top agents to put more money in a sexy 1.9% savings account, there's opportunities that they'll never see again in their lives in which to buy. And the truly rich real estate agents that have actually retired wealthy, my friends, myself, people that I hang out with, they didn't do it with commissions, Michael. They did it with what they own. And you can't buy real estate without a down payment unless you give up something such as area, condition, terms, or something else. So let's see if we can't put some extra money away and utilize what this business gives us, and that means a paid ticket to finding inventory that will actually work for our personal estates.
And that being said, you have systems that show real estate professionals how to buy their own properties and invest in real estate.
Books have been written about me, and I've written books about how a real estate agent can participate in the actual investment field. But you know, I got to tell you right now, Michael, we got to get them to get their debts paid off, and we got to get some money in the bank for them. And my systems that they're going to see at these seminars do a better job of that than any other systems that I know about.
Walter Sanford, you're like the gentle giant of real estate. Continued success, my friend.
No, you're great. Thank you, Michael.